Masechet Baba Kama, Perek Tet, Mishnah Dalid. Here we'll talk about more cases where a professional did not do his job properly. Mishnah says, Hanotem Semed Lasaba. Someone gives his wool to a person who's supposed to dye it a certain color, V'hikdi Hato Yora. And the pot that he put the wool in with the dye inside, it was too hot and it burned the wool. Noten lo deme samro. Then the person who was dyeing it, that professional, has to pay back the price of the wool that he received from the owner of the wool. He has to compensate him for his damages. That's only in a situation where the wool didn't accept the dye, where it wasn't already dyed, where the price of wool has to be paid. But if it was long enough there in the pot, where the wool became the color that it was supposed to be dyed, then the dyer here has to pay a higher amount, the value of dyed wool, back to the original owner because he destroyed dyed wool. Mishnah continues, Seva ocha ur, if the wool was supposed to be dyed in a professional manner on a high level, but the professional here dyed it poorly, he dyed it a very low quality, and therefore he can't get his fee. He didn't do what he was supposed to do in terms of his job, but he still increased the wool a certain amount, so therefore he should be compensated in some way. We're not going to compensate him fully, but we're going to compensate him in some way. And therefore we say, Im hashevach yoter al hayetzi'ah, if the improvement that he made to the wool is greater than the expenditure that he had to pay on the material in order to dye it, noten lo et hayetzi'ah, then the owner has to pay him the expenses, which is the lower amount. So the dyer here loses out. He takes the lower amount. He would take the expenses as opposed to the shevach, as opposed to the amount that the amount that now the wool rose in value. But if the expenses were a higher amount than the improvement to the dye, noten lo et hashevach, then the owner has to pay him the lower amount of the expenses. Like we said, the dyer here is entitled to the lower of the two, lower of the expenses or the lower of the value of improvement, whichever one is less, like we learned over here. Lisboa lo adom usva'o shahor, shahor usva'o adom. Let's say the owner asked him to dye his wool a certain color. For example, he wanted it red and the dyer, by mistake, dyed it black. Or he wanted it dyed black and the dyer made a mistake and dyed it red. Rabbi Meir Omer, noten lo deme samro, says Rabbi Meir, the value of the raw wool has to be paid back to him. The dyer did something wrong. He did not follow the directions that he was given, therefore he's considered to be a thief. And once he is a thief, and he took that stolen property, that wool, and he dyed it the wrong color, and it went change, and therefore he has now acquired it. So therefore, the dyed wool is his to keep, and he has to pay the owner of that wool the amount that the wool was worth at the time that he took it, which is considered to be the time of the quote-unquote theft. The Bihuda is going to disagree. According to him, the professional here, the dyer, does not acquire the dyed wool, rather he has to return it to the owner, and he is also paid. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im HaShevach Yater Al HaYetzi'ah, says Rabbi Yehuda, if the improvement that's made to the wool is greater than the expenses that it cost him, Noten Lo Et HaYetzi'ah, then the owner, now the owner of the wool would have to pay him his expenses. He has to pay him the lower amount over here because there's improvement, bottom line. The wool that he gave in is coming back to him and it's worth more money. So therefore, he has to pay something, the owner of the wool, because he's getting his wool back, but he has to pay the lower amount, which in this situation is the cost of the yetzi'ah, of the expenses. V'im ha-yetzi'ah yetera la-shevach. But if the expenses are greater than the improvement to the wool, then noten lo et ha-shevach. Then the owner has to pay for the improvement of the wool, whatever that cost was, which was cheaper than the expenses that went into the dyeing process. Now he is saying that the owner receives the wool back and he has to pay some sort of fee, but he's receiving something of value back. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it's fully gone. He doesn't receive his piece of wool back. He just gets all the money, while Rabbi Yehuda here disagrees.